possible. The fella Scorder was bought by the Coldwater people.
Well, it'd be a very unusual situation, Ed, and I'd like very much to believe it, but Walter says that he went to this cocktail party and had drinks and concedes that being tired and all, he thought maybe he had too many drinks. And he was about 2 blocks from the YMCA.
Did he know this man?
He didn't know.
He just picked him up or something.
No, the man picked him up. Walter voluntarily walked from the cocktail party for about 2 blocks until he got to the YMCA. And he went in the YMCA and met the YMCA. So I don't know how. And he stated he did all of that voluntarily. So I don't know how it could be any kind of plant. Nobody in the world. Except Walter. He didn't know he was going to end up in the YMCA.
Why did he say he went there?
He said he was feeling ill. He had too much to drink. Obviously, he was feeling ill. And so he went there to the bedroom. Thought that perhaps he might possibly be ill.
Okay, I'll talk to you right away. We got to go right away. Just 1 minute.
Clark?
Yes, sir.
I would change this statement one way here. Hand it to me. I would say submit his resignation this evening as special assistant, period.
As special assistant.
Your resignation was accepted.
Yes.
Period. The president has appointed Bill D. Morris to succeed. Be sure that's all right, Bill.
All right. What Ed has in mind is that there's some possible defense can be made, and Abe and I have resolved clearly in our mind that none can be made, and there's no use fighting something that you're going to lose.
I quite agree with you.
All right.
Now, where does this, what do we say tomorrow? What is George? George is thinking, saying from background that we heard about it just as I went to Miss Kennedy to see it. And I came back, I got on the phone, and informed that he'd resigned and appointed Moyer.
Yes.
Period. Now, we don't know anything about the facts.
I think that's exactly right. And of course, Jenkins is not.
Now, is there something we could say that's good, off the record, if none of you ever had anything like this in your family, why, you wouldn't understand it, but nearly every family has had some problem, and we regret it very much, but we don't think it we can add anything.
No, because of course every family has problems, but they don't happen to have this kind. And I believe it would not be wise to attempt to deprecate it. I think that might play into their hands. I think that this is clean and clear cut, and I believe by God it's about all that. All that can be said.
Well, Bobby Baker's was clean, clear cut, you know. He resigned forthwith.
Yeah, that's right. Well, but this is the last chance we get, you see. But I just think that just to say something without being absolutely sure ahead of time, just what we're going to say would constitute a mistake.
Well, you'll talk about that.
We will.
Well, too, because you can imagine they hounding us and never stop.
That's right.
All radio and television.
Yeah, but the fact is, you see, you just don't have any facts about it. You've been away, you got it by phone, we just don't know what this is. You see, we read in the papers, and then he phoned, and got word that he was resigning, so that we don't have any more facts.
Somebody better take some cautions on him and Marjorie, too.
I think so.
Because he may do something rash, and she might do something rash.
Yeah, all right. We'll give attention to that.
I told Lady Bird that she ought to go out there, but maybe she ought to make Tommy go out and take their Catholics together and reason with her.
Yeah, but it's got to be somebody else, because it just, it, it,
Priest or Tommy or something.
Somebody like that, but it can't be Bert.
Okay.
All right.
Operator? Operator?